you've participated in defending Second Amendment issue in many states. You and I have actually been together in multiple states. But being aware, Larry, like we've tried to do today, is important, but there's more that's needed. What is needed to keep the Second Amendment freedom, the right to keep and bear arms, what is needed to keep it alive in the United States? And are we winning? Are we close to losing?
Well, in addition to what we're doing right now, which is explaining various aspects of why the Second Amendment is very important, it's still very relevant in our time, I think we need to be on offense. We need to engage more of our fellow Americans in taking advantage of the freedom that's protected by this Second Amendment. And we've been promoting a bill in the Congress that would essentially say that, oh, you have a driver's license, you can drive anywhere in the country, even though it's issued by your state, you're good to go in all 50. The same should be if you have a concealed carry permit to carry a firearm in your state. Well, then that permit should be the same as your driver's license, and you should be able to carry even if you happen to be, by some mischance, in Chicago, which is perhaps our most anti-Second Amendment jurisdiction, and by the way, is the most dangerous of our jurisdictions in the country. No guns means lots and lots of crime. And so if you did have to go to Chicago, it would be a lot more sensible to be able to carry your own gun. I've often speculated that if the cattlemen had a big convention that they conceivably could hold in Chicago, because it's a big convention city, and if this law were on the books, Chicago's crime rate would almost certainly go down during the time that those cattlemen were there, because I can assume that most of them would be packing a piece if they knew that they weren't going to be breaking the law.